It's a challenge to come up with great Christmas records that you're not already tired of, but it was a perfect job for Stephen Van Zandt. He's best known as a member of Bruce Springsteen's band and for his role in The Sopranos as Silvio Dante. He also programs a couple of channels on Sirius Satellite Radio. He's a champion of garage bands, and that's what he plays on Sirius and on his syndicated radio program. Van Zandt was the music supervisor for the new film Christmas with the Cranks and spent months looking for great Christmas records for the soundtrack. Let's start with a song from the soundtrack. That's Joy to the World, The Buddies, from the soundtrack of Christmas with the Cranks, which was produced by my guest, Stephen Van Zandt. Welcome back to Fresh Air.
Thank you, Terry. Good to be here.
This is a really fun track. It kind of answers the question, what if the early Beatles recorded Joy to the World? Tell us about the record and the band and why you decided to use them on the soundtrack.
I stumble across these crazy things when I do my annual Christmas show on my syndicated program. Little Stevens Underground Garage. I go through just hundreds of these crazy things. And they're a mysterious group of people, actually, the Buddies. They go through by several names quite a few different types of, different individuals come and go. And I love the fact that that they were doing the Beatles version of these Christmas songs, and they supposedly have a double album I'm still searching for, but they're out there, you know.
So the soundtrack has now joined the ranks of Christmas pop albums, and you know, Christmas pop is a genre unto itself. When you were a kid growing up, what were the Christmas songs that you loved to hear around Christmas seasons and the songs that you really hated?
You know, it was funny because when I was a teenager, I guess the Phil Spector Christmas album, which is really the turning point as far as traditional sort of pop standard style Christmas songs. I don't know. I guess he did it around, thinking 63-ish or so. That came at a time when the mainstream was about to become rock and roll. But it didn't. You didn't really hear it on the radio until much later. I don't think, certainly no earlier than the 70s, and maybe as late as the 80s before it became the staple of Christmas music. You know, growing up, I wasn't a big fan of Nat King Cole or those standards. You know, I was a rock and roll kid, and that's all I was interested in.
Let's play another Christmas song that you've included for the soundtrack of Christmas with the Cranks, and this is a Ramones song called "Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight." So tell us something about this record and how you first heard it.
The Ramones are sort of the house band of the Underground Garage. I mean, we one of the reasons why I actually created this new format.
Your garage band show.
One of the reasons was to get the Ramones back on the radio, because they were not on the radio. They're just not part of classic rock, somehow. I don't know why, but they never have been sort of accepted as part of the, you know, classic rock canon, so to speak. And I essentially ended up basing my entire format around them, using them as the sort of the crossroads between the past and the future. And so it was really cool to get that song into the film.
What do you like about this song?
Oh, it's just great. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's fun. You know, it's got a lot of energy that it, you know, sort of, I always find inspiring from the Ramones. But at the same time, you have a little bit of that. There's a trace of sentimentality that, you know, you associate with the Christmas season as well. So it's got a bit of everything.
Okay, so this is the Ramones' Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with...
That's the Ramones, a track from the Christmas with the Cranks soundtrack, and my guest, Steven Van Zandt, was the music supervisor for the film and chose these recordings and a lot more. They were narrowed down to these recordings. So what did you used to do on Christmas with your family when you were a boy?
The whole family would gather Christmas Eve. And growing up, you know, we had a real Italian-American extended family, so it was a big deal. And the Catholic tradition, I think, was at that time 13 kinds of fish.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been reduced to 7 through the years. I don't know how that happened. But I remember it being 13 kinds of fish, I think representing the Jesus and the disciples, I think. So there's a certain tradition there, and I remember very distinctly the big eels swimming around in the big sink at my grandfather and grandmother's house. I never was a big fish eater, I think, ever since. But all the kids were there. You know, the whole family was there. And in those days, I mean, everybody, you know, all the sons and daughters and grandchildren would all gather in one place, you know. It was quite nice.
Steven Van Zandt, now that you're here, I have to ask you a question about The Sopranos, on which you play Silvio Dante, one of the men affiliated with Tony. There's one of the great scenes from this past season of episodes featured you, Andrea DiMatteo, who plays Adriana. And, you know, Adriana has joined, has been informing to the FBI about her lover Christopher and everybody else in Tony's organization. And when Christopher finds out about this, I think he calls Tony Soprano. And then later in the episode, you are in a car with Adriana. She thinks that Christopher has tried to kill himself and that you're taking her to the hospital to visit him. But you're really assigned to knock her off. And it's a really incredible scene. She and you are the intensity in that. Would you describe what happens in that scene?
You know, I think the way it was edited, actually, the you don't know what happens, and the audience is kept in suspense, which I thought was a wonderful way of doing this thing. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, it was the most difficult thing I probably will ever do if I continue acting and if I do a dozen movies or whatever. I mean, I don't think I'll do anything more difficult than that.
What was so difficult about it?
Well, a number of things. First of all, we're very close on the show, everybody. And so the first obvious thing is, well, this person is no longer going to be on the show, which is very depressing. You know, being violent with a girl, you have to find a part of yourself that's extremely ugly, and you have to stay there for that day in that sort of ugly place. And then actually just putting your hands on a girl, it's a certain horrible feeling of just, you know, being a bully, or, you know, just overwhelming somebody physically. It's just utterly repulsive to me. You know, I just despise bullies and have fought against them my whole life.
Well, before our time runs out, I do want to play one more song from the Christmas with the Cranks soundtrack.
Well, there's so many good ones.
Yeah, well, I was thinking we could play the Raveonettes song, The Christmas Song. Tell us something about the band and why you chose to use this song.
The Raveonettes are one of the, I think it's 96 new bands or so we've played over the last 3 years that we have more or less discovered and support, and pretty much are the only people playing in the country, because there's no format anymore for rock and roll. And Raveonettes are just one of the bands internationally that fit in. They're from Denmark. Soon and Sharon are two people that then add members of the band when they tour. But they're just, you know, terrific new band out of Denmark, and one of the bands I play regularly, and came up with a great Christmas song, which I discovered. I think this may be the first time it's actually available on this particular soundtrack album, so it's good to get it out.
All the lights are coming on.
That's music from the soundtrack of Christmas with the Cranks. Stephen Van Zandt was the music supervisor for the film and is the executive producer of the soundtrack CD.